Hello, I am Nandini Sahu from India. This is my poem, Growing Up Mid the Ruins and the Rains. Growing up in Udaygiri, my utopia, a sleepy small town in central Odisha, India, was just like growing up amid the ruins. It was love that kept us alive. We learned early that one law that binds or bends or fructifies all of us is love. Mornings at Udaygiri, Akashvani, the news reader Gaurangacharan Rath welcomes you. We merely listened to the voice, imagined a pot-bellied bald man with chickenpox marks on his face, reading news while scrubbing his back. Rains were awful, power cuts for weeks, incessant rains, mountain rains, with thunderstorm, eerie wind. Mother was prepared with her kerosene stove for a minimal meal of rice and dalma with pickles and papadum. Since her soil hearth was wet for days, the open drain in our courtyard, water splashing, flooding like Mahanadi in Cuttack, was a pleasure to us and a never-ending penalty for our maid Tintuma, all the time scrubbing water with a broom and grumbling. Time was flooding somewhere between yesterday and today, mid our ancestral blessings of defeat and loss. Each today an answer to yesterday. Water lingered in Sirkitam, Dugudi, Christian Mountain, Noah Street, Patan Street, Market Square, Mahaguda Street, and MMC Hospital, the only one in the district where doctors from the UK made occasional appearances, giving hope to the poor and faith to the agreeable. My youngest siblings were privileged to see the light of life there. Ours in places now beyond recognition of time, like a speech, dictionless, without a meaning, or the nameless shrubberies of the Himalayas. After days and days of rain, as the sun was about to disappear from our faces, cockroaches and dragonflies taking over our kitchen and bedposts, we pretending with books inside the compulsory mosquito net. One evening, Gaurangacharan Rath again, Akashvani, from the end of Udaygiri to another, Milibayani or Miraj Bias, rough hands exploding the ruins of rain, marveling at the town's weak fortifications. The water was receding everywhere. Udaygiri, Daringabadi, Kumbharkupa, Kanvagiri, Badanaju, Malikapuri, Kalinga, and further down at Banjanagar. During such nights, I never slept, just counting the legs of a peeled up bleached cockroach perched like a dinosaur on the top of my head above the mosquito net, thinking of the low-lying homes and flooded fields where nothing grew except weeds. I sighed. That night, I almost heard the deep, hollow words echo inside my sister's disturbed sleep, against her dream of roaring waters and half-drowned voices of my dead brother and deceased neighbors, Babu, Guni, Bapuni, the wailing of their mothers in a sing-song voice. And so, my mother's loss of her only son, in her under-eye dark circles. As I prepared myself for the lingering night's sleep, my sister whispered, "Did you hear something?" Pulling our pulled quilt over my face, I said, "Didi, you may sleep. Udayagiri is safe now." She had a reticent sleep. At night, in the culmination of the rain, we could perceive the stars, the moon, round and full, wearing a romantic small rainbow tiara and enjoying its embroidering telluric privileges while sketching the disposed waters to the ambitious blue. Ambitious? No. Udayagiri was far from all ambitions. Ambitious, it never is. But the morning sun was. After months and months of rain, an ambitious wintry sun, Udayagiri had nothing to do with the rich ancient maritime history of Odisha. The damp, black evenings were like faces of owners. The rainstorm of our sins wailed in the form of jackals from the mountains all around. In the photographs of my insomniac eyes, the sounds of my heart wandered. I learned the alphabets of silence and patience without animosity, anger and pretense from Udayagiri winters. Udayagiri, the dazzling of Orissa, where there are only two seasons in Udayagiri, the rain and winter. The ambitious sun always remained lenient, hiding in the darkly begotten womb of dense forests of Kalinga Ghat. Summer was the other name for spring. Bays birds sang pleasantly from behind the leafless gulmohar trees, loaded with red flowers. On my way from schools, miming and nagging a cuckoo to will, forgetting her sweet voice, I enjoyed that game. A game that makes me livid now elsewhere in the metropolis. My tissues are aerated with echoes of the chirping birds of Udayagiri till today. I am christened. I was christened. All along it has been there. I feel its existence, but not sure of the space it has occupied in my being. Growing up among the ruins, patiently, I have become mature in the art of frolicking with my shadow till sundown. Each dark night, it creeps under my door, that feel of love and the sense of loss borrowed from Udayagiri. I feel its rustle, but cannot touch it. Sense its breath through the walls, thinking of the walls of our Gulla Street house, the timeless patches on the walls, like illusory shadows of elephants, zebras, or a madwoman's ruffled hair, or a dog barking or yearning. Breathing shadows. In darkness, I touch and feel the ruins, ruined pillars, archways, moth-destroyed wedding albums, sultry, sticky, cream powder comb boxes, detached parents and sisters. I draw a portrait on the sky. It senses my anguish. The heavens descend with its quills. Failing to get its clue, I sulk, shrivel, and wilt.